It was a high-risk mission to begin with, under an almost full moon, and with little element of strategic surprise.
You say yes, you go forward with an operation like this because you have no other choice.
Some 40 commandos from the elite SEAL Team 6 landed about 6 miles away from the Al-Qaeda hideout to avoid being detected by the aircraft noise. The team made its way on foot to within 100 yards of the objective when one of the Al-Qaeda guards who had gone outside to relieve himself spotted the U.S. team. What ensued was a fierce 10-minute gun battle, during which both the 33-year-old American photojournalist Luke Summers and a South African teacher and aid worker, Pierre Corky, were shot by one of the Al-Qaeda guards. One of them died from his wounds, being flown out to a U.S. Navy ship offshore. The other died in the ship's medical facility. Now U.S. officials vow to track down those responsible.
This is a despicable crime. We will be relentless in our efforts to bring to justice those who have causes that some already have been brought to justice.